Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a beautiful day to be outside. In Haifa, expect some mild breezes by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, the U.S. launches a second night of strikes against Iran, with Israel preparing for a potential resumption of war. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that U.S. President Donald Trump criticized Iran's commitment to talks during the NATO summit in Ankara today. Also this hour, JNS states that the U.S. has struck Iran again, hours after Trump dismissed the ceasefire as futile. Separately, 24 News reports the IDF spokesperson affirmed Israel's preparedness for escalation if conflict with Iran resumes. And finally, Israel Hayom reveals that Graham Platner, a Democratic Senate candidate opposed to Israel, has withdrawn from the race amid controversy. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 expressed concern about the UK's funding of UNRWA, citing allegations of extremism in the organization's schools. This post came just minutes ago. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, wrote recently that Iran is attacking several Gulf states while the US has resumed strikes following the ceasefire. Joe Truzman, an analyst, reported intense American airstrikes at the port of Shahid Beheshti in Chabahar, Iran this evening. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the US has launched a second night of airstrikes against Iranian targets. This comes amid heightened tensions and threats from Iran to close the Strait of Hormuz. Israel is reportedly on high alert, anticipating a possible restart of hostilities. The situation could significantly impact global oil supplies and regional stability. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, President Trump criticized Iran's approach to negotiations at a NATO summit in Ankara today. He emphasized that Iran's actions were not in line with serious diplomatic efforts. This rhetoric aligns with recent U.S. military actions, suggesting a hard-line stance. The implications for diplomacy in the region remain uncertain. Meanwhile, JNS highlights that the U.S. carried out strikes on Iran shortly after Trump labeled the ceasefire ineffective. These strikes target Iranian infrastructure, holding Iran accountable for recent aggressive actions against commercial shipping. The move underscores the fragility of peace efforts and raises concerns about potential regional escalation affecting civilian safety and economic stability. In related news, from I-24 News, Israel's military remains vigilant as tensions with Iran continue. The IDF spokesperson confirmed that Israel is ready for any necessary action if conflict resumes. This readiness reflects the ongoing volatility in the region, with potential implications for Israeli security and defense strategies. Finally, according to Israel Hayom, Graham Platner has withdrawn from the main Senate race. This decision follows allegations concerning a Nazi tattoo and rape. Platner, a progressive candidate, faced increasing pressure, impacting the political landscape for Democrats and their stance on Israel. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the Irani group is investing in AI technology for retail, with a sizable allocation of $50 million. Separately, CTEC discusses the escalating budget battle between Israel's Treasury and Defense Ministry. The disagreement centers around defense funding for 2026 and broader fiscal management. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Samsung's importer in Israel may face a fine of over 17 million shekels. The Competition Authority is considering this penalty due to potential market competition violations. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.